السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مستعقي نيو ملفوظ أو نيو advice that our Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali had given, and this is titled Ananiyat and Fanaiyat. So Ananiyat, to explain it in simple terms, me, myself and I. I'm full of myself. And Fanaiyat is when I make fana of myself. I annihilate myself. That is fana'iyya. In tasawwuf, there is a stage higher than fana'iyya. It's called fana'ul fana. That inshallah we'll discuss at some time. So there are two opposing conditions which are found in us. These two opposing conditions, one is ananiyat and the other is fanaiyat. Ananiyat means everything is about me or about I, me and myself. I told you, now me, myself and I. The same thing Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is mentioning, that everything is about me, myself and I. At all times, life revolves around me and myself. That's it. Nothing else. The person puts himself first. He gives preference to himself and he believes that he is important. The person wants to be recognized wherever he goes. People must recognize me. I am somebody. If he is not recognized, then he is offended. Why didn't they acknowledge me? If he goes to some majlis and people do not shake his hand and acknowledge his presence, he is upset. The thinking is, I am such a great person, why are people not showing me that kind of respect, the respect that I deserve? When a person harbors in his heart this self-conceit, ujub, self-conceit, and this sense of self-importance, and the inner desire is to be recognized and to be known, then this indicates that the person is in the firm grip of his nafs. His nafs has got him gripped. When there is ananiyat, Allah Ta'ala destroys. When there is ananiyat, then Allah Ta'ala eventually destroys that person. When the sheep is alive, and this is just mentioned as an example, when the sheep is alive, so the sheep, it keeps bleating, meh. Then the sheep makes a noise, meh, meh. In Urdu, meh means me, I. So this is the sheep. It keeps bleating, meh, 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 whole life, only worried about itself. Then it comes under the knife. It gets slaughtered after that. So when the nafs is alive and everything is ana, 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 everything is about me. My feelings are like this, my this thing, I want this, I want that. Everything is about me. Then that person comes under the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives a punishment which is actually a mercy. Allah Ta'ala wants to humble the person. Allah Ta'ala wants to humble the person. This happens a lot in Quran Sharif. A person, he learnt his work. He read it to this friend, he read it to that friend, he read it to this friend. No mistakes. Check all the mutashabihat, everything, check it out. He got no mistake. He's confidently. He gets onto the musalla, and maybe it's one kirat ruku also. He's reading well also. And next thing, he's stuck. He's stuck now. He doesn't ever get stuck there. That's not a mistake of his. But he's stuck. Allah Ta'ala shows him, see, you will only know it if I want you to know it. It's not how many times you learned. It's not your brain. It's not how intelligent you are. No. It's if I want you to know it, you will know it. Your brain is in my control. Your tongue is in my control. Everything is in my control. If I want you to know it, you will know it. There's just one example. There's so many examples like this. Person makes silly mistakes in his life. He's a professional in something. He overlooks something small, something little. Allah Ta'ala shows him, see, your intelligence, everything is from me. Sometimes it can be physical strength, whatever strengths Allah Ta'ala has given to a person. But at some point Allah Ta'ala will show him that, see, this is from me. Don't let ujub develop in you. Don't let ujub develop in you. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala does it out of mercy. That my banda, some ujub is coming in him. Let me show him who is the Almighty, who is the All-Powerful, who is the All-Knowing. The banda realizes. The banda takes the cue. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, Ya Allah. Everything is from you. You are doing everything, not me. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala can punish the person. That after giving him a chance, allowing him to learn, showing him, but the person doesn't want to take the cue. Like Fir'aun now. Allah Ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam, showed him the miracles. So many things were shown to him, but doesn't want to take the cue, doesn't want to learn. Then eventually, azab comes, punishment comes. And the person sometimes is totally destroyed, totally destroyed. So Hazrat mentions one incident that took place in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's time, that one girl had a proposal from someone. So Hazrat mentions that, I am not mentioning any name, so no one knows who I am talking about. In her email, she mentioned of her high level of taqwa. She said, I have a high level of taqwa. There is someone who is proposing marriage. However, I do not want his level of taqwa to be less than mine. He must be able to increase my level of taqwa. Now, in her mind, she's got good intention, right? In her mind, she's got good intention. She is saying that, now I want a husband who's more pious than me, so that he can assist me to become more pious. But now the problem is what she's thinking of herself. She's considering herself to be of a level, and I got certain level of taqwa now. So part of the reply that was given, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's reply, I have to caution you with regards to your claim of taqwa being of a high level. Allah Ta'ala tells us that we mustn't claim purity for ourselves. Don't claim La tuzakku anfusakum. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Don't claim purity for yourselves. Allah Ta'ala knows who got more taqwa. So this is extremely dangerous. All those who are really of a high level of taqwa, they consider themselves to be insignificant. They consider themselves to be nothing. The more a person progresses in his relationship with Allah Ta'ala, if truly he is becoming more pious, truly he is getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, truly he is now attaining the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, then the more insignificant he regards himself. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi, he mentioned this, commenting on the shahadat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, when he was stabbed, then his son Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he was cradling his father's head in his lap. So Umar radiyallahu anhu realized that these are his last moments. So he told his son Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he said, put my cheek on the floor. Umar is not worthy of this to be in your lap. Put my face on the sand. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi mentioned that I have seen that the more a person progresses, the person who really is becoming more pious, really adopting more taqwa, he said the more he progresses, the more low he considers himself. Why? Because the more he is realizing the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the more he realizes the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the more insignificant he realizes how I am so insignificant. But a person who doesn't realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, he considers himself to be something. A small child, if you show a small child on a map, if a father is showing a small child, you know what? We're going to Cape Town. So the child says, where's Cape Town? So the father shows the child, see, we are here in Albert Falls. From here, we're going there, Cape Town. So the child, from here, we're going there. This is nothing. But the father, he knows what preparations need to be made now for this road trip. How long we're going to travel. He understands the journey. The son, he's wondering what they're carrying patkos for and what they're making all this prep. We're just going from here to there. It's so near. So that person who realizes the journey, he says, I'm still very far away. The person who doesn't know the journey, he thinks he reached somewhere. He feels he has reached somewhere. So this is what Hazrat Rahmatullah is saying, that those people who are truly of a level of taqwa, they consider themselves to be the most insignificant. They consider themselves to be the most sinful ones on earth. Allah Ta'ala then places in the hearts of people husnizan, good opinion regarding them. Sana, praise. That people start saying, oh, that man, he's a pious person, that person is like this. You know, people start talking like that. Those who have taqwa, they do not make loud and bold claims because they have annihilated themselves. They consider themselves to be nothing. There's one incident. Ghaliban, it was Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, but I'm not 100% sure which one of our akabiri. So he was traveling in the desert and he needed now to read salah, right? So one side is very thirsty also, because he can make tayammum for namaz. One side is very thirsty also, and one side is feeling, if I have water to make wuzu, will be better, you know. So he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, bless me with some water. They understood the qudrat of Allah, that Allah can do anything. If we in the middle of the desert, we won't even make that dua. Because we don't have that yaqeen in the qudrat of Allah, that Allah can give me water here in this desert. They understand that Allah has got qudrat over everything. So, he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Next thing, one jug appears. And it is pure silver, made of pure silver jug. And from the outside, you can see the effects of the ice water that's inside. You know, when there's ice water inside, and you can see the effects of the jug on the outside. So this jug appears there. So had it been us, may say, if only the people were here to see how pious I am. If only they were here to witness this. So he saw this jug and immediately said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan al-rajim. This is a dhoka from the devil. Because Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from using these pure silver, pure gold utensils in the dunya. So if this came from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah won't give me in a utensil that is prohibited. So as soon as he said that, this jug disappeared. This jug disappeared because it was just an illusion, it was just a deception. So this jug disappeared. So then Shaitan spoke to him. Shaitan told him, today your knowledge saved you. Now, if you didn't have this ilm, then you would have got caught for my, you would have fell for my trap. I said, your knowledge saved you. So at that point also, he told him, again you're trapping me. My knowledge never saved me. Allah Ta'ala saved me. See, all the time, the mind is connected to Allah Ta'ala. My knowledge never saved me. Allah Ta'ala saved me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamd kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyiatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inna kunna min al-zalimin. لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك نسألك للجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.